Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fountain of Living Waters Church broadcast with your host, Assistant Pastor Michelle Edelin. Prepare to draw deep from the well of living water that gives life-sustaining strength, encouragement, and joy. Once you drink from the fountain, you will never thirst again. Now, here's your host, Assistant Pastor Michelle Edelin.
Good evening. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Fountain of Living Waters Church. I am Michelle Edelin, Assistant Pastor at Fountain of Living Waters Church. I am so glad that you are on, so glad that you decided to take the time, take your valuable time, and spend it with me on tonight. It is such a blessing to be here with you. Let me tell you a little bit about Fountain. We are a Bible teaching, Bible preaching, Bible believing church. We believe in the move of the Holy Spirit. We believe in teaching the Word of God verse by verse. And we just love to fellowship and to praise and worship the living God. We are located in Raleigh, North Carolina at 3540 Maitland Drive, Suite 101. We invite you to come out and fellowship with us at any time. We have service beginning with Bible Academy on Sunday mornings at 9 a.m., where we have a topical teaching every single week. We move straight into our Sunday morning service at 10 a.m. with our dynamic praise and worship that just ushers in the Holy Spirit and gets us into the presence of the Lord. And then we have preaching and teaching every Sunday morning. We come back on Wednesday nights, and we have our Bible study at 7 o'clock p.m. We are currently studying the book of Revelation, and we will continue with chapter 12 starting this week. So come out and fellowship with us. Come out and study the Word of God with us as we grow. As we study His Word, we grow more and more. We get more of His character, and we become more like Him. So we invite you to come out. We also open our food pantry on Wednesdays, and we have non-perishable food items, and they are open and available to anybody who comes. So come and let us be a blessing to you if you're in need of non-perishable food items. If you know of anyone who is in need of non-perishable food items, we invite you to send them to come, and we will help as we can. We want to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. Again, thank you so much for joining Fountain of Living Waters Church broadcast tonight. We are so excited to have this opportunity to talk about the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and His Word, and to share how great His Word is and what His Word means to us and what it has done in our lives. And because we know that God doesn't love any one person more than He loves another, He will do the exact same for you. So here we are in the month of February, and people refer to this as the month of love. And it is. It's when the holiday, or some refer to it as a holiday of Valentine, is celebrated. And you will find that people will give flowers and chocolates and cards and other gifts to their loved ones and to those people who are very special to them or in their lives. But, you know, when we look at love, we have to look at it from the way that the Word of God approaches love or teaches about love. And so tonight, one of the things I want us to talk about is, how do we love through life's issues? So we all have issues and opportunities, challenges, if you will, in our lives. And life can present us with opportunities that make it a little bit difficult to show love. You know, it's easy to show love when love is being given to you. It is easy to love a person when they love you back. But there are times that we have opportunities in our life when love is not shown to us and love is not offered to us or sent our way, but we still have a mandate to love others. So if tonight we were to ask the question, has anybody had an opportunity just in the past, let's say 30 days, where you had to love someone who didn't love you where you had to show love in a situation where love was not shown to you? It's the question, have you experienced that in the last 30 days? I think that everybody would be able to say yes. But we know as Christians that we must always love our neighbors as ourselves, because this is God's commandment to us. We know that as Christians, we can't give back to people necessarily what they give to us. We have to show love. We have to display Christ-like character. And so I want to share one scripture with you to start out. And it's 1 Peter 4 and 8. Again, this is 1 Peter 4 and 8. And it simply says this: above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sin. Above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sin. You know, it's really easy to love when somebody is loving you and somebody is stroking you and offering to you what you need, you know, speaking to you in your love language. It's really easy to love at that time. But it's not so easy to love when people are giving you a love language, if you will, that doesn't work for you. We have to love each other as if our lives depend on it. You know, we have to love because we know that when we love and when we offer love, when we show love, according to 1 Peter 4 and 8, it'll cover a multitude of sins. So it'll cover that negative opportunity that you may have experienced with an individual. Love can cover that. When we love like we are supposed to, then we know that love can cover that time of frustration and that time of irritation and that time of when we thought things were going to go one way, but they went another way. And sometimes we've actually become angry as a result of that, you know, angry with the person who didn't do or didn't come when they were supposed to and that kind of thing. But it doesn't change the fact that the Word of God says that we are to love our neighbors as ourselves. 1 Corinthians 16 and 14 says, let all that you do be done in love. So everything that we do has to be done in love. So whether we are experiencing one of life's opportunities that make difficult to show love or not, 1 Corinthians 16 and 14 doesn't change. We always have to let everything, all that we do, be done in love. It can't be done in spite. That's the way of the world. It can't be done in frustration. That's man's way. It can't be done with an ulterior motive or with an alternate agenda. It's got to be done in love. When we do things in a way to get back at other people, let's face it, guys. Sometimes, you know, when things happen, when situations occur, we might think about trying to get back at a person, but that is so contrary to the Word of God. And so if you've had that thought, go ahead and repent right now and ask the Lord to forgive you. But then ask the Lord to help you to be able to show love, even in situations where love is not shown to you. We have to remember that the word that God said in His Word, that if we love Him, we will obey what He commands. That's John 14 and 15. If we love Jesus Christ, if we love Him the way that we say we do, then we will obey what He has commanded us to do. And we won't go and lean to our own understanding. We won't go and do things the way that maybe we did before we accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. We won't go and put our own personal bias and opinions on everything that is said and done. We will obey His commands, and His command says that all that we do, everything that we do, has to be done in love. It has to be done in love. So currently in our country, we have a lot going on. We have so many things that are happening and so many things that are hurtful and that are distasteful and that are just downright mean-spirited and ugly. But even in the face of all of that, to show love, we have to show love. We have to make sure that we are extending the grace to others that we need to have extended to us. So I think about that sometimes. Like, I'm not just this really perfect person that, you know, goes through life and I never have issues or opportunities. So I think about it sometimes when I'm frustrated or when I'm angry or mad even. And I try to remind myself, okay, Michelle, extend to this individual the grace that you need to have extended to you. Because there's going to come a time where I'm going to need to have that grace extended to me. Because I'm human and I'm going to do something or I'm going to think something or I'm going to act in a way or respond in a way that, you know, is not in keeping with the word of God. And so I'm going to need to have grace extended to me. Well, that same grace that I need to have extended to me, I've got to be willing and able to extend that same grace to others. I don't have a choice. I have to extend that grace. So when we are finding ourselves in these times where we are frustrated or where we have opportunities or issues or challenges in life because of the cares of the day, you know, we've just had a horrendous tragedy take place in Parkland, Florida, and a lot of people are angry and a lot of people are lashing out. And don't get me wrong, I'm angry about what has happened as well. But we can't act in that place of anger, and we can't let that place of anger become our residence. We have to, you know, move beyond that and not stay or not remain angry. We have to put action in place. So each of us can put some action to what it is that we're feeling, some positive action, some action that's going to make a positive difference, have a positive impact on our world, on our country, on society. So what are some of those positive things that we can do? Well, one of the first positive things that we can do is that we can endeavor to show love. We can endeavor to love those who we may believe don't love us back. We can show love. In addition to the action of showing love, we can extend grace to people that it may not look like they even deserve grace, but who are we to say whether or not a person deserves grace? Let's let Jesus Christ judge all of that, and let us just show grace, extend love and show grace. But then in addition to that, there are other actions that we can take. We can become involved in organizations that are working to make our society safe and to make our society a place you can go to the movie theater and not have to worry about a tragedy occurring, where you can go and send your children to school and not have to worry about a tragedy taking place there, where we can go into the workplace and not have to be as concerned about a tragedy taking place. Find an organization that aligns with the word of God and become active. Go to work in those organizations, you know, and show love while you're doing it. Don't go in, you know, with just ready to claw and scratch and fight and be divisive and those kinds of things, because we've got enough of that. Go in with an attitude of love and show love, extend grace. We have to remember that all throughout the Word of God, it talks about love. Proverbs 10 and 12 says, "Hate stirs up trouble, but love forgives all offenses." And you know, with everything that we have going on in our society right now, there is a lot of hate. There's a lot of hate. There's a lot of anger. There's a lot of bitterness. There's a lot of violence. But that only stirs up more trouble. The only thing that will help to fix this is that we extend love and we show love and we extend grace. I don't mean that we just lay down and take whatever is happening and we show love. No, we have to become active. We have to become active people in our society. So let me just take a moment and say this. If you are not registered to vote, go and be registered to vote so that you can actively participate in the process. And that way your voice is heard. Don't believe this mess that people are saying that one vote doesn't make a difference. Look, that is your way of being active. That is your right. Go get registered to vote so that you can vote. Pray and then vote your conviction. Pray and then let God lead you as to how to vote. But just know that hate is what stirs up trouble, and love forgives all offenses. That's Proverbs 10 and 12 again. We have to stop speaking words of hate and begin to speak words of love, even in the face of those that we disagree with. We've got to get to a place where we can disagree but not want to kill each other, where we can disagree but not want to totally destroy each other's character, where we can disagree but not set out to hurt and harm those that we disagree with. It's one thing to disagree. It's another thing to disagree to a point of hatred and violence. That is not according to the word of God. And we as Christians have got to set the example. We've got to lead the way. Love is the way. Love is the way. We have to show love no matter what. I'm reminded of a situation where I experienced a time where I had a situation at my place of employment, and the absolute opposite of love was being shown to me and extended to me. And, you know when people have kind of set out against you and set out to harm you. And I had to make a decision. I could have met them where they were because, you know, let's just all be honest. We've all got it in us to be mean. We can all be mean and hateful if we choose to. So I had to make a choice. And that choice was, Michelle, are you going to respond with hate, anger, and with malice and frustration? Are you going to plot against them because you know that they're plotting against you? Or are you going to approach this from a place of love? And so I'll tell you what I did. I approached it from a place of love, but I also had all of my facts in line. And so I was able to share the facts without a whole lot of emotion, because I knew if I let my emotion get in it, then I was going to respond with something that was slightly different from love. I knew I couldn't let my emotion leave me at all. And so I had to make a conscious choice to lead with love and to only speak and share facts. And when you speak and you share facts, then if people dispute the facts, they typically are disputing the facts with lies. And at that point, I continued to pray, and it continued to look like this individual was winning. I'll say it that way. It continued to look like this individual was going to be successful in what they were trying to do to me. But you've got to know that God is not going to leave us, and he's not going to forsake us. And he is always there. He's always with us. And so I had some days where I was like, Lord, I could really just tear into her, but I couldn't. I knew I couldn't. There were other people at the office who were watching me, and they were watching how all of this played out. And so even on those days where I really just wanted to go in and just let her have it, I couldn't do it. I knew God didn't want me to do that. There were other people who were watching, people who were, you know, babes in Christ, so to speak. So I couldn't do it. Well, the long story short, the situation worked out, and I was able to prove or to show that things were not the way that this individual was saying that they were. And in turn, she found herself in a situation where it wasn't so pleasant for her. Now, I didn't pray that God, you know, do something to her or do something bad to her. I still had to show love. And even when she found herself in that situation and everybody else, you know, was kind of like, ha, 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 look at you. You know, now it's all turned back on you. I tried really hard not to do that. And was there a part of me that wanted to just say, ha, here you go, you got what you had coming? Yeah, that human part of me wanted to just, you know, kind of say, ha, 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 there you are. But I had to make sure that because of my witness, I was doing what God would have me to do. It's not always easy to show love when life's opportunities come your way. It's not always easy to show love when life's issues are hitting you on every side. They're coming at you from the front and from the back, from the right, from the left. You can squeeze from the top and the bottom. It's not always easy to show love during those times. But we as Christians know that we have to always, always endeavor to show love. Because if we don't show love, surely we don't expect the world to show love. We are supposed to be a peculiar people. We are supposed to be a people who is set apart and who is consecrated. We have to set the standard. We can't let the world set the standard. So remember 1 Peter 4:8 as you go through your life and circumstances come your way that cause you to struggle with loving a person. Remember 1 Peter 4:8 that says, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sin. If you remember 1 Peter 4:8, it will make it easier to love through life's issues. Praise God. I thank God that you have joined me tonight. This has been Fountain of Living Waters Church broadcast, and we are excited to be on, excited to have you here. Starting in March, we're going to have a little different format. Going to be on a couple of times a month, two different times a month, the first and the third Monday, still at 8:30 till 9. I pray that you will join us each time and invite your friends and families and followers to join us as well. I invite you to go to our Facebook page and join with us, link up with us, connect with us. It is Fountain of Living Waters Church. You can find it, or you can just search in Facebook for @FOLW, and you will find us there. I pray God's blessings upon you. I pray that you will have less rest of your week, and that for the remainder of this month that is referred to as the month of love, that you will have a time of love and a time of just loving on the Lord and letting God bless you real good as you love on Him and love on others. And remember 1 Peter 4:8, above all, love each other deeply, because love covers a multitude of sins. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day that you have allowed us to see, a beautiful day, a blessed day, a glorious day, a magnificent day, a day that you created and that you allowed us to see. And we have made a conscious choice to rejoice and be glad in this day. Heavenly Father, I just ask you to be with these, your people. Help us to love according to your word. Help us to remember 1 Peter 4:8 that says, above all, we are to love each other deeply because your love covers a multitude of sins. Help us not to judge in a harsh way. Help us not to blame. Help us not to point fingers. Help us not to show bias, but help us to love and to love people right where they are. Because, God, you and you alone are able to change people. You are able to move. You are able to make people who you would have them to be. You are able to make them into the children of the Most High God that you would have them to be. So, God, as your people listen to this, I ask you to move on them and to touch their hearts, soften their hearts, and make them into the Christ-like ambassadors that you would have them to be. Heavenly Father, thank you for how you're moving in our society, and that you are going to cause more love to be shown. I know that it doesn't look like it right now, but I have absolute faith that you are moving and you are working and you are doing exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ever ask or think. So, God, have your way in this time. Do what only you can do. It is in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, that we say amen. Amen. Again, I thank you for joining us. I thank you for being on. If you ever have a prayer request or you have a need, you can certainly email me. You can find me at Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-L-E, at folw.com. Again, that is Michelle at folw.com. If you hit me with the email, I will email you back. I will respond back to you. If you go to our Facebook page, you can send a message through there, and we will pray for you. We will lift up your prayer request. Every Wednesday morning at 6 a.m., we have corporate prayer as a ministry, and we lift up all of those prayer requests. During that time, we also invite you to join us if you would like to. Again, you can find that information on our Facebook page. Our Facebook page is Fountain of Living Waters Church, or you can find us by searching at FOLW and right there on Facebook, and you will find us there. We, again, are located in Raleigh, North Carolina. Our address is 3540 Maitland Drive, Raleigh, NC 27610. We have service on Sunday mornings beginning at 9 a.m. with Bible Academy, where we have verse-by-verse teaching on a topic every single week. And then we go right into our Sunday morning service at 10 a.m. And we would invite you to come out and fellowship with us. Come out and praise and worship the living God with us. Come out for preaching and teaching of God's word. We take the time to teach at Fountain of Living Waters Church. We come back on Wednesdays at 7 o'clock p.m., and we have our Bible study. We are currently studying the book of Revelation. We are in chapter 12 in the book of Revelation. We have a handout or an outline for every single chapter that we as we study it, so everybody can keep up and know where we are. Feel free to come out on Wednesday nights at 7. We begin with praise and worship. We never come together and not offer praise and worship unto God. So we begin our Bible study with praise and worship, and then we move right into our teaching, again, chapter 12 on the book of Revelation. And from there, we also open up our food pantry. So if you have a need for non-perishable food items, please feel free to come in and have the non-perishable food items that we have. We will bless you with them. Just let us know, and we will help you as we can. I pray that this broadcast has been a blessing to you and a help to you. God bless you. Bye-bye.